1984年冬天。
1984 winter。
北京木樨地一栋普通居民楼，门铃响了。
The doorbell of a normal residential building in Beijing, Muke, rang.
开门的是91岁的梁树明。
The one who opened the door was 91-year-old Yang Shuming.
这位曾经名满天下的思想家。
This once-renowned thinker.
此时已经很少有访客登门。
At this point, there are very few visitors coming to the door.
外站着一个高个外国人，金发，蓝眼睛，背着沉重的资料包。
There was a tall foreigner with blonde hair and blue eyes standing outside. He was carrying a heavy briefcase.
他说着并不流利的中文，梁先生。
Mr. Liang, who spoke in broken Chinese.
我从美国来，老人愣了一下。
I was surprised by the old man from America.
然后把他请进屋里。那一天。
Then he brought him into the house that day.
屋里没有鲜花。
There are no flowers in the house.
没有记者。
There are no reporters.
也没有欢迎仪式。
There was no welcome ceremony.
只有一位被时代渐渐遗忘的老人，和一个跨越半个地球来寻找他的人。
Only an old man who had been forgotten by time, and a person who crossed half the earth to find him.
这个美国人叫艾凯。
This American is named Ike.
后来成为世界研究梁漱溟最权威的学者之一。
Later became one of the most authoritative scholars in the world to study Liang Shuming.
但当时没有人知道。
But at that time, no one knew.
他即将花掉人生最宝贵的十几年时间，去守护一个正在消失的名字。
He is about to spend the most precious 10 years of his life protecting a name that is about to disappear.
80年代的中国，思想界正在经历剧烈变化。
The Chinese intellectual community in the 1980s was undergoing a period of intense change.
新的观念不断涌现。
New ideas are constantly emerging.
新的名字不断被讨论。
New names are constantly being discussed.
而梁漱溟，这位曾经被誉为中国最后一个儒家的老人，却越来越少出现在公众视野里。
And Mr. Liang Shuming, who was once hailed as the last Confucian in China, has become increasingly rare in public view.
许多人忙着向前看。
Many people are busy looking forward.
很少有人愿意回头。
Few people are willing to look back.
可艾凯偏偏回头了。
Cake turned back.
他第一次读到梁漱溟的著作时，
The first time he read Liang Shuling's work,
就被深深震动。
Deeply moved.
他发现，这个中国老人一生都在思考同一个问题。
He realized that this Chinese old man had been thinking about the same question his whole life.
中国人究竟该怎样活着？这种思考。
How should Chinese people cultivate this kind of thinking?
跨越了语言，也跨越了国界。
Transcends language and transcends borders.
于是
，So，
艾凯决定来到中国。
Wang Kai decided to come to China.
很多朋友无法理解。
Many friends can't understand.
有人问，研究一个快被遗忘的人值得吗？
Someone asked whether it is worth studying a person who is about to be forgotten.
艾凯回答。
Ike replied.
如果现在不记录，以后。
If I don't record it now.
可能永远没有机会了。
It might be too late.
从那以后。
From then on.
他一次又一次敲开梁漱溟家的门。
He repeatedly knocked on the door of Liang Shuming's house.
几十次深度访谈。
Several deep interviews.
一次比一次长，一次比一次细。
One after another, longer and longer.
梁漱溟年纪越来越大。
Liang Shuming is getting older.
身体越来越弱。
body is getting weaker.
有时说着说着便陷入沉思。
Sometimes I find myself lost in thought.
有时一句话要停顿很久。
Sometimes a sentence needs to be paused for a long time.
艾凯却从不催促，总是安静地等待。
It never rushed, always remained quiet and patient.
因为他知道，眼前流逝的不只是时间。
Because he knew that what was passing before him was not just time.
还有一个时代最后的记忆。
One last memory of the past.
后来有人形容他的工作。
Later, someone described his work as...
像考古学家在抢救即将风化的壁画
，like archaeologists excavating a mural that is about to be eroded，
又像消防员冲进火场抢救最后的档案。
He rushed into the burning building to rescue the last files。
因为梁漱溟已经90多岁了。
Because Liang Xuling is over 90 years old，
谁也不知道还能记录多久。
No one knows how long it can last.
为了留下这些珍贵资料
，In order to preserve these valuable materials,
艾凯背着录音机
，He carried a recorder,
笔记本和厚厚的文稿来回奔波
，Running back and forth between a notebook and thick stacks of papers.
白天访谈
，Interview during the day,
晚上整理。
Evening cleaning,
经常工作到深夜，一个细节。
Working late into the night, paying attention to every detail.
一句原话。
A quote.
一个年代背景。
A time setting.
他都反复核对。
He checked it repeatedly.
唯恐遗漏。
In case of omission.
多年以后。
Years later.
当人们重新研究梁漱溟时。
When people revisit the study of Liang Xuming,
很多最重要的一手资料都来自艾凯当年的记录。
Many of the most important documents come from Eckhart's records.
但这些工作并不轻松。
But these jobs are not easy.
真正困难的是
The real difficulty is
在完成之后，访谈结束了。
After finishing the interview ended.
资料整理好了。
The data disorganized.
可出版和传播却四处碰壁。
Unable to publish and disseminate.
很多出版社兴趣不大。
Many publishers are not interested.
很多学术机构反应冷淡。
Many academic institutions are cold.
有人说，研究梁漱溟的人太少。
Some people say that there are too few people studying Liang Xuling.
有人说，市场不会关心这些。
Some people say they never care about these.
可艾凯没有放弃。
Kate didn't give up.
他像推着一块巨石上山的人。
He was like a person pushing a huge boulder up a hill.
再换一家。
Change to another one.
一次失败。再试一次。
Try again after a failure.
因为他始终觉得。
If he always feels.
如果这些思想就此消失。
If these ideas disappear.
那将是巨大的损失。
That would be a huge loss.
后来。
Later.
他终于完成了梁漱溟传记。这本书。
He finally finished writing the biography of Liang Xuling.
成为海外研究中国思想史的重要作品。
Become an important work for studying Chinese thought history abroad.
越来越多的人开始重新认识。
More and more people are starting to realize.
这位老人。
This old man.
也重新认识中国传统文化中那些被遗忘的智慧。
Also, it helps to rediscover the forgotten wisdom in traditional Chinese culture.
很多年后，有人问艾凯。
Years later, someone asked Ike.
你为什么愿意花这么多年研究梁漱溟
？Why did you spend so many years studying Liang Xuling?
他说。
He said.
因为有些人活着的时候不被理解。
Because some people are not understood when they are alone.
如果连记录他们的人都没有，
If there are no records of them,
他们就真的消失了。
They really disappeared.
1988年，
Since 1988,
梁漱溟离世。
Yang Soomei passed away.
享年95岁。
95 years old.
消息传来时，
When the news came,
时艾凯沉默了很久。
It remained silent for a long time.
因为他知道，那个时代最后一位巨人走了。
Because he knew that the last giant of that era had gone.
但他也知道，老人留下来的思想没有消失。
But he also knew that the old man's ideas hadn't disappeared.
那些录音，那些笔记。
Those recordings, those notes.
那些书稿已经成为另一种生命。
Those manuscripts have become another life.
继续活着。很多人创造历史。
Many people continue to live and create history.
很多人见证历史。
Many people have made history.
而艾凯做的事更特别，他守住了历史。
And I did something even more special. He preserved history.
当所有人都在追逐新的名字时，
When everyone is chasing new names,
他选择低头捡起一个即将被岁月掩埋的名字。
He chose to pick up a name that was about to be buried by time.
当世界快忘记梁漱溟的时候，
When the world is about to forget Yang Shuming,
一个来自美国的年轻人敲开了那扇门。
A young man from the United States knocked on the door.
从此，
From then on,
一个老人没有被遗忘。
An old man has not been forgotten.
一种思想。
An idea.
没有被沉默。
Not silenced.
而那个背着资料包漂洋过海的美国人。
And that American who had come all the way from overseas with a briefcase full of documents.
也把自己人生最好的岁月留在了中国思想史最安静的角落里。
He also spent his best years in the quietest corner of Chinese intellectual history.